calculation, about a 50-50 chance of life developing half of all the possible Earth, still infinite since half of infinity was infinity, possessed life, and half, still infinite, did not. And living on about 300 billion families, each with its own beautiful house, powered by the sun of that probability, and each securely at peace. The number of Earths so occupied grew by millions each day. And then one day, Rembro came home, and Sandra, his wife, said to him as he entered, "There's been the most peculiar noise." Rimbro's eyebrows shot up, and he looked closely at his wife. Except for a certain restlessness of her thin hands and a pale look about the corners of her tight mouth, she looked normal, Rimbro said, still holding his top coat halfway toward the servet that waited patiently for it.
"Noise? What noise? I don't hear anything."
"It stopped now," Sandra said. "Really, it was like a deep thumping or rumble. You'd hear it a bit, and then it would stop. Then you'd hear it a bit, and so on. I've never heard anything like it."
Rimbro surrendered his coat.
"But that's quite impossible. I heard it."
"I'll look over the machinery," he mumbled. "Something may be wrong." Nothing was wrong that his accountant's eyes could discover, and with a shrug, Rimbro went to supper. He listened to the servettes hum busily about their different chores, watched one sweep up the plates and cutlery for